Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. As I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, mankind, of our mind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly declaring that Allah is the one God and there are absolutely no partners with Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace, assalamu, and the mercy of rahmatu, and blessings, barakatuhu, be with you, upon you. That's to you and all of us. Extending the peace means coming with peace. And I'm thinking, as I am Martha Naila Abdullah this evening with you, and thank you for being here with us. We're going to be continuing to discuss, well, there's two things this evening. As last week, we were discussing the words kind, courteous, and considerate, meaning kind words, be kind with what we say, Be kind with our, be courteous with our actions, and be considerate of others. And so that means the peace within allows us to do that. And even sometimes when our peace is disturbed, when it is deeply foundationed within us, a deep foundation, I should say, then we can still extend peace through our words, through our actions, and our thoughtfulness of others. Because that disturbance will soon dissipate. It will soon ease away. So if our foundation is peace, that means we're okay with us and we're okay with our relationship with the Creator. And even if we don't understand all that God is or represents, but we're okay where we are in our thinking about Almighty God, the Creator. And I say that because even when we have disillusioned things, disillusioned, and forgive me for the word, I was about to say disillusionable, but things that become like a disillusion. We have a thinking, and sometimes it's a fantasy in our mind, and our lives, we're going through certain motions, we become disillusioned. And to give you an example, all right, let's say we have an illness, and we hear some of the great things that can happen if we take a certain pill or we go to a certain place or, you know, a retreat, or we speak to a psychologist or psychiatrist or psychoanalyst, or we read certain materials and it brings about a peace in our thinking, but we know in our mind, we know we have this illness, whatever it is, and particularly physical, all right? Because I don't think we think of ourselves as having a mental illness unless, you know, we try to figure out why we're thinking a certain way. But let's go with the physical. And the disillusion of being disillusioned happens when we put our trust in the appeal, or put our trust in the retreat, or put our trust in the persons that we're speaking with, or we put our trust in what we're reading. And I know to a degree you have to believe in something, but here is where we rise from that disillusionment or being disillusioned. As we've heard often, prayer does work. Prayer works, but how does it work? It works when we apply putting trust in that which we can't see, but we see the workings of, and I'm speaking of the Creator. We can't bring the Creator into some kind of physical form. We can't. But through whatever style we call prayer, we go ritual, we use to say we're in prayer, that we are truly speaking to the Creator, asking for guidance, begging really for help and with whatever we have going on with our physical self. And too, I can include emotional self, you know, but definitely physical. And so when we are praying, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, and we're thinking in our mind about what we're saying, and we say, dear God, dear Lord, oh God, oh Lord, please help me. And then we begin to specify what help that we see right at hand that we need help with, what help we're requesting. But when we have, when we are given a pill or suggested to take a pill, we say, oh, we believe this pill is going to work. And when it doesn't, then we speak with psychologists, psychiatrists, psychoanalysts, or someone who's going to try and give us some words of wisdom and some words of encouragement and some other kind of ritual to take on. Or we read some material from a trusted book or a magazine, or we listen to, you know, and this again goes to the psychologist on the radio, on television, or in, live in person. However it is, we're searching, we're seeking the help. And through those persons, yes, and materials we read, and through that medicine even, we can receive the help. But are we putting our trust in that and those things, or do we rise above that and truly give the Creator that we don't see, but we truly believe in, the credit for all that is taking place, especially when we receive a healing, and that we believe in the prayer that we're praying to the Creator or to the God, or to the one God, belief in that, and then use that which comes to us in the form of a psychologist, psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, or, you know, I'm steering away from saying doctor, right? You see that. Because I know that when we go into discussion about what is wrong, what is ailing us, when we are heard, when someone really hears us and is concentrating on what we're saying and then feed it back to us, and we then realize doing or something I'm not doing, or we're guided to go to a physician who will do some lab work or something to find out what is missing in our, in the general makeup that every human being must have in their blood in order to get their life, their physical self back in balance. So that I shared that in a sense because being disillusioned. And it happens physical, but it happens with our emotions, and it happens with our thinking. And sometimes we find ourselves fantasizing. Have you ever found yourself fantasizing? Something happens, but you take it beyond what it really is. I remember as a little girl, 12 years old to be exact, and I don't think I truly fantasized, but what came to me was my caring for men. I didn't know what that meant. I just saw it like, I don't know if you truly have experienced something flashing across your mind, but you see a picture in your mind. So what I saw were, you know, men, and then they're needing to be taken care of. And then I eventually wind up in the nursing field. But I had no thought about that when I was 12 years old. So it became a reality, you know, caring for people, not just men, but just the idea that crossed my mind. But the fantasizing or it becoming a fantasy, I guess you can say when I was wanting to have a medical center, a retreat, like find relief first with themselves, you know, find out why are they depressed, and you know, what's the cause of it, and perhaps if they go through a process of color gradation, rooms with colors on the wall, color, you know, the walls colored, well, starting out in a room painted black, and they just only had the light on the recorder where they could sit and talk into the recorder, and then once they did that, they took the tape with or CD with them to the next room, And the colors gradually became lighter and lighter until they get to the end where it is really bright, colorful, and they found some relief because they found themselves, in themselves, what was really bothering them. And it may take several times to go through it, but the point is, and I say fantasizing because I didn't make it become a reality. You know, I didn't work it. I didn't work it out. So I put it in the category of fantasizing. I love the thinking on it, but I stopped giving much thought to it because I wasn't working on it to make it become real. Now, how about you? Is there something that crossed your mind, came to you, and you began to fantasize on it, and it was just a pastime thinking kind of thing, and but you gave your attention to that which you're connected with now or have been? And what it comes out to be is whatever we want to happen in our life, we have to apply the energy, the effort. That's why I put it in the category of fantasizing. Because if we truly want something to become a reality, the Creator has granted us the time, the thinking, the energy to put forth the effort. And it takes planning it. But as I look around and see all the buildings, and that's from schools to homes to hospitals to banks to grocery stores, all the buildings, service stations, you name it, warehouses. And I see these buildings as if somebody had a thought in their mind, and they planned it out, one, two, three, several people, then it doesn't matter. The reality is, we see the works of their thoughts, the works of their thinking. And that's what happens with all of us. So Almighty God has blessed us with that, and whatever we think on, we can bring it forth. But what will it take? How much energy will we put forth? How much effort will we put forth to make it become a reality? And when we are kind with ourselves, and courteous means take ourselves into prayer. The rituals that we perform have some benefit. And then be considerate. Be considerate of what we're thinking. That it's not just coming out of the thin blue air. It's coming to us because perhaps Almighty God is blessing us with these thinking, especially good thoughts, that we can respond to. So I wanted to share that with everyone that, you know, that sometimes, you know, more times than not, we're seeing in the world people that we know, may not know them by name, but we know they have the ability to think. And I wonder how many people are walking around having had some thought that could have been brought into reality, but they just didn't believe. So it became a fantasy to them. So we have to believe in the Creator and believe that the Creator does give us that which can come and become a benefit to ourselves and to others. So I liken it to an aborted process. Especially when we don't take it to heart. We don't think that it's or that we are worthy or that we have what it takes to make it happen, whatever the it is. So I'm going to stop right there, everyone. Welcome to Community Developmental Stages. Yes, mental. Developmental stages. And those stages that we go through, is considered a planning. Everything we have to plan out, believe in it, and then plan it out. make it become a reality and see the fruit of it, to see the fruit of it. All right, we're going to take a pause with a cause right here. And when we return, we want you to press 1 on your phone at any given time to join us in this moment of being here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, and right here with you. We'll be right back, all right? Press 1 if you have anything you want to share with us, okay?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for America Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community, and then, eventually, national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The views expressed on AM3.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't. Because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And we're back, dear listeners. This is Martha Nyla Abdullah. I want to share with you from Quran. You know, as I've been thinking on Surah An'am, and it's entitled The Kettle, the more I think on it, I think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with what we need, right? Allah is the provider. Verses here. And perhaps you can see what I'm referring to. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, seeking refuge from the shaitan to reject the enemy of mankind. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with Allah's name. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wad'alla thulumati wan-nur thumma alladhina kafaru bi rabbihim ya'dilun. All praise is due to Allah, who created the heavens and the earth and made the dark, and then those who disbelieve equate others with it. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ قَضَىٰ أَجَلًا وَأَجَلٌ مُّسَمًّى عِندَهُ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تَمْتَرُونَ. Clay, and then decreed a term and a specified time known to him, then still you are in dispute. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. And he is Allah, the only deity, in parenthesis, in the heavens and the earth. He knows your secret and what you make public, and he knows what you earn. وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَاتٍ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عِنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And no sign comes to them from the signs of their Lord except that they turn away therefrom. One more, inshallah. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَفْتَحُونَ. But they had denied the truth when it came to them, but there is going to reach them the news of what they used to ridicule. Sadaqa Allahu Azim. And I wanted to get to a part where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals about, well, we can come back to that, inshallah. Primary focus here is putting our trust in Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah knows the darkness, or Allah brings us out of the darkness into the light, and that darkness still connects secrets or our innermost thinking or what it is, whatever we don't bring out, Allah already knows. And especially when it's something that we've been thinking on doing and haven't trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to work it. And that's in anything, whatever it is in our mind that we've pushed back and said, nah, I don't think that'll work. Simple, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already supplied us with what we need in order to go forth, in order to bring it into reality, whatever it is. I believe many of us, perhaps, well, I'm at the age that I am now, and looking back and would say, well, only if I had only done such and such at a particular age, wow, what will I be doing now? But then whatever we strive for, in Surah Qasas, Ayat 70, that's Surah 28, Ayat 77, which refers to and strive, oh, no, and, yes, yeah, strive to get that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you. I'm paraphrasing. In the earth, in this life, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our mind, and our mind then becomes like the earth, and whatever thought is there, subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, don't forget your share. That's what it says, really. And strive to get your share, or don't forget your share in the earth. So when we see all that has been created, all that is happening, all the workings that's going on, and we figure in our mind, okay, well, my little piece doesn't matter in the whole scheme of things. You know, you look out at everything that's happening, that's functioning. You know, people are moving about, buildings are going up, buildings are being torn down, communities are being, one time we're looking and don't see highways and through, and we see, then we look again and these communities have been crushed, I mean, you know, the apartments or whatever are no longer there, and you see a big highway going through, and then you see warehouses coming up, I won't say malls, but these business districts are coming up, and you wonder, wow, who's doing all of that? Someone who's trusting in whatever they believe in. Even if they're not thinking on Almighty God, but they're trusting, putting their trust in whatever the thoughts that come to their mind. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and grants to those who put forth the effort, whatever you strive for, you're going to get, right? And it's for in the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which we just read, that Allah has time to do whatever it is that we strive for. But there's an additional piece to the Surah Ayat 77, Al-Qasas, and do not create mischief in the land. So that takes us back to the kind, courteous, and considerate. Please press 1 if you have any comments you'd like to share. And we'll bring you into the conversation here. We're discussing bringing what we have in our thinking, bring it forth. Even if we say now that it's, perhaps we'll say, oh, it's too late. Well, perhaps not. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough to put anything thinking that we have that will be of a benefit to ourselves and to the rest of humanity and put forth the effort. That's what it's going to take for any community of people considering themselves poor, neglected, oppressed, worn down, less than. Give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the time, the trust. Believe Allah. Prayer does work. So praise be to Almighty God. Don't let our thinking become a fantasy, staying in a phase or a stage of disillusion. Or being having us just become disillusioned with ourselves and with that which we're thinking, then how can we become proactive with anything? If everything is unreachable, think on it. But praise be to Almighty God. All right. I want you to... Well, let's go back to the Quran here. One moment. Again, Surah An'am. Okay, here. Okay. Ayat or verse 19. Yes. Okay. Again, we're stressing about that which we are thinking on into reality. We have to have a foundation that says that we truly believe Allah. All right? Inshallah. All right. A'udhu billahi minashaitanir rajim. I said, ayat 19. Yes. Okay. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هدى القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ إنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإنني بريء مما تشركون. صدق الله العظيم. And again, Sahih International, seeking refuge with Allah from the Shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Quran was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby, and whomever it reaches. Do you testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, he is but one God, and indeed, I am free of what you associate with him. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And I know it as I'm referring to putting our trust in something else, or even putting our trust that in something that says we can't accomplish what we set our to do or set our mind on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I guess I'm thinking on this greatly, perhaps because the work that is going to be needed with CWSC, yes, Community-Wide Shura Conference, and other organizations in connection with the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning of Initiative, to believe in that which we may have a vision of, to believe in it, to put our trust in that which can be. It takes us to not have a belief in other things, which will derail our trust in the one God. And those others can be, and even in a negative of saying, well, you know, it may be subconsciously in our mind, and we may not be bringing it forth in, verbalizing it, but it will come out in our actions or in our inaction, I-N-A-C-T-I-O-N, our inaction. And because what we are striving, I'm going specifically now to CWSC, what we're striving for me, I can say we haven't attempted to do or put in place in the time span that I've been aligned with the community that I'm aligned with now, and that's the community of those who are in association with the leadership of Imam Worthy Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh. Now, we may say, are you saying that we haven't strived to be in business, we haven't strived to have culture or sociocultural activities, or we haven't driven for educational processes or what are you saying, or be connected with governance. That's not what I'm saying. To literally think of six continents and then come strictly to the United States of America and lay it out like a grid and really put forth the effort of looking at every state there is and seeing it like it's open for the taking. It's open for the making connections based upon the future, based upon tomorrow, developing that which will of a help on tomorrow, preparing everything as though nothing else exists. So we know a lot does exist. You know, just today as I was driving along the highway, I looked at open land, and I said to myself, okay, certain lands had fences where you know someone has gone in there and they've acquired the land. Maybe they've purchased it and put up a fence to let it be known that, you know, this land is taken by someone. And then I began to think on the words that I've heard, those who are descendants from the enslavement period, and would say, our parents built this country up. And I thought on that for a moment, and I said, okay, so if that's the case, then we're already in the process of development, just in believing that. So that should open our minds to the point to say, wow, then there's nothing that can hold us back if we sit and plan and connect with those that are already preparing the land for the future generations, regardless of, and we don't want to think on color and, you know, the color scheme of, okay, they're going to be light complex, they're going to be dark complex, they're going to be in between, whatever. It's just the point of believing in the Almighty, knowing that we're here with a purpose, or for a purpose, and whatever we come to our mind, it has to come to fruition. Otherwise, it gets aborted to the sender, and then we transition without having utilized what we should have used while we were here. If you have any comments you'd like to share, please press 1. Let me go to my board here. Press 1 on your phone, and I will open your mic. If I'm making a connection, if I'm not making a connection, perhaps it's just in my mind only, then I praise be to Almighty God. I apologize. But if I am making a connection, if your understanding of what I'm sharing for tomorrow, for the future generation, much can be done, and much can be done by those who may feel rejected or neglected again or depressed, or contributions that can still come. I believe that. I believe it wholeheartedly. And so with that, you know, we all who will give our all to whatever it is that we strive for to make a difference. To, as CWSC, we say remake the world. Those words sound good, remake the world, but what does it take to make that happen? So praise be to Almighty God. I thank you for letting me share that. Now, the young minds, I'm going to go to and we'll be sharing what's happening around the globe, around the country here in the United States. I'm sure you're aware of certain things that are happening, events that's taking place, connections that are being made in communities. Hold 1 second here. Oh, there it is. Okay. give me a moment. I wanted you to hear something of the Young Minds from the yesterday when this was back in 5 years ago when the Young Minds were sharing what their thinking was at that time. And we're saying 5 years, wow, really? That was 2018, wasn't it? So we're going to take a pause, and when we return, I'll share with you and see if you have comments. Of course, like we say, press 1 on your phone, all right? Okay, dear listeners, we'll be right back. The Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC, is established as a national resource and community service center supporting the Quranic principle of representative democracy or mutual consultation, Amarahum Shura Bainahum, in the conduct of community affairs. CWSC recognizes that only through Shura can the power of the group intellect be fully utilized for solving problems and discovering opportunities that help each of us improve our individual, family, and community life. From Quran, with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, Merciful Redeemer, so whatever you are given is but a provision of this world's life, and that which Allah has is better and more lasting for those who believe and rely on their Lord, and those who respond to their Lord and keep up prayer, and whose affairs are decided by counsel among themselves. Truly, Almighty God speaks the truth. That's the noble and glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, 42, 36 through 38.
Have you ever heard the phrase, don't drink and drive? Just imagine the health care costs and the lives or the families and marriages and careers that maybe, just maybe could have been saved if we just changed the sentence to two words instead of four. Don't drink. A public service message from American Muslim 360 and CWSC.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, programming manager for American Muslim 360. Every day, the CWSC and American Muslim 360 are working hard to serve you and your community. Today, I want to share with you a powerful community resource available right now online at the CWSC website called The Plaza. The CWSC Plaza is open 24 hours a day. It's the place where every member of the family will find something interesting, from cultural arts, games, and courtship, to finding unclaimed funds, and even some freebies to save money on everything from travel to prescriptions. Of course, you can connect to AM 360 from the Plaza, but did you know you can also research the Quran or Hadith, visit our library, check the next prayer time, or even get voter or COVID-19 information and lots more. Just visit cwsc.us, that's CWSC.us, and look for Plaza across the top menu. The CWSC Plaza is one more way we're serving communities nationwide. Visit often and invite a friend. This has been a public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360. Where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
we're back, dear listeners. All right. I pray you appreciated those public service announcements and that you are aware of CWSC and going to cwsc.us and click on the blue donate button. But while you're there, venture around with the information that is shared. Like us on Facebook. That's Community-Wide Shura Conference. You can leave a comment at 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc.us. Or you can tweet us. That's capital CWS. That's at capital CWS, lowercase H-U-R-A-A. That's at CW Shura. And you can leave comments when you go online at cwsc.us. When you read through the information there at the bottom of the page, there's an area for you to leave comments. And information, I was about to say information bar, but there will be an area for you to put your information in. If you have a compliment, we love compliments, but we also pay attention to any complaints, all right? I was going to share with the Young Minds presentation, but the volume is not enough for where you can hear it clearly, so we'll do that for another time. But we're coming upon CWSC Community Buzz, but if you have any comments you'd like to share, any questions you'd like to ask, press 1 on your phone, we'll open your mic. All right, what is happening around in your area? Of course, you know I'm going to share from Florida and what CWSC is doing at this time as we are progressing along. CWSC Board of Directors and our directors and advisors. If you have any information you want to share with us before I begin, please press 1, all right? Otherwise, we'll go right to what is happening here in Florida. Each third Sunday, Florida Conference of Muslim Americans present the third Sunday. Oh, wow, I'm missing the word here. Ta'lim, the family ta'lim. Every third Sunday here on American Muslim 360, Florida Conference of Muslim Americans present. That's from 12 to 1 p.m. So look forward to connecting with us on Sunday coming from 12 to 1 p.m. But before that will be 10 to 11 a.m. with Study Al-Islam. Fitra Muhammad. And the presenters last week was Imam Dr. Wazir Ali. This week, I'll have to see who that is. I don't know if it's Imam Fahim Shuaib, but if anyone is aware of that, press 1 and share that. But the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, again, will be from 12 to 1 p.m. I believe the presenter is Imam Askil Muhammad Akil, Bay Area Muslim Association. The Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association is working closely with our interfaith group and with the City Council, St. Petersburg City Council, preparing to form again Community Development Corporation, the CDC. If you're aware of what CDCs are in the community, working closely with the planning commission as to what is planned for by the city to happen in, 10, 20 years. With that in mind, communities that are already thriving, redevelopment occurs, as I was speaking about, you know, seeing the buildings and such, and then you come and you see highways. Well, all of that comes through by way of the city planning commission. And if you're part of a CDC, Community Development Corporation, then you're aware of what's coming up but you can have your interests can be taken into account as well, such as the neighborhood planning group, neighborhood associations with Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. We're definitely involved with the various neighborhood associations. And that's from the community centers that prepare children in their reading program, help them with their reading program. And we are very active with attending the school functions, making sure that there's a close connection for the parents whose children are attending the schools, and then with the actual neighborhood, what do you call it, the makeup of the neighborhood. I'm trying to think about the streets and the keeping the streets, the lights and the alleyways and potholes in the roads and the drainage system that when it rains that it doesn't flood. These are things that are very important that can be taken for granted. But when you're involved in your neighborhood with the association and with different people that are very concerned, then you see the development and you find that the city pays close attention to the neighbors when they speak out against certain things or about certain things. I shouldn't say against, but about. That means they're paying attention. And wherever there's overgrowth in with the waterways, there's a lot that can be done when you're part of a CDC and when you're connected with your neighborhood association. And our interfaith group has become very active with that as well. You know, some religious communities, they had their churches, I won't say mosques, but they had their churches in neighborhoods, but they no longer lived in the neighborhood, and they weren't connected with the people who live in the neighborhood. So we had to bring that out, and then the churches, the congregation, they became more active. They became, we actually got out and walked the street several times together, and I'm speaking of, you know, the Catholic, the Methodist, the Baptist, you name it, all walking the streets together. Because the Catholics realized they were primarily the ones who moved away. They used to live in the homes around the church, and then other groups of people began to move in, and the Catholic groups began to move out to another area. But they still came to attend their church. So in a long discussion, came out, and they finally saw the need to really truly be a community. You know, we're talking one neighborhood to another. We may be annexed by, you know, you get your borders when you develop a neighborhood association. And say maybe by 34th Street to 49th Street on the east of 49th and the west of 34th and 5th Avenue up to 5th Avenue North, the south side of 5th Avenue North, and then to the north side of 26th Avenue South. But whatever that is, you're still connected with another street and another neighborhood. In of the division, we formed a connection, began to communicate on things that mattered to all of us. And beyond crime, things that mattered, such as, you know, all students can learn. All children can learn. So going before the school board and presenting that and making a difference in all of the neighborhoods rather than one neighborhood standing alone trying to say that all children can learn or our children should be educated. So we went with the positive. All children can learn. And we got more assistance from the school board. Actually had to change the superintendent in order to make that happen. Oh, we have a 347-771. Malika, I believe this is you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I just wanted to give a shout out and say that I'm enjoying the program, and I enjoyed the program, I believe, last week when you had several people and you were doing a little traveling thing. And to me, that reminded me of the spirit of our brother Thomas Abdul Salam, may Allah forgive him his sins and enter him into the paradise, when he would go around to different things. I remember one in Georgia. There was a conference or a program, well, I should say, because there was a group similar to, I guess, AM360. And, you know, our brother was about unity and bringing things together, not looking at similar goals as, oh, this is competition or something I should shy away from. So, you know, when y'all were going around, you were speaking about the East Coast and different people working together. And, you know, just as you mentioned, the different believers, the Muslim community and those in the Christian community, excuse me, and some in the Jewish community, other communities of people of faith or people of goodwill. You know, working together. And, of course, you mentioned the young minds. I had to, of course, call in just for that. Because, you know, I think you're saying most of them are adults now.
Yeah, the youngest is 24. How about that? 24.
Wow. Isn't that something?
She was
13, the youngest.
I think. Yes.
So
13 when she started.
Yeah, they grow up so fast. And, it's just so important for us to do the best we can at the time that we can with them, you know, to set that example, inshallah, a good example for them, and show how we can cooperate, and we have to have patience, and, you know, just as many good, positive things as we possibly can demonstrate through our behavior. So, you know, wanted to, you know, give a shout out. And, of course, Dr. Kareem, our sister, the chairman of the board, or the, I think she has a different title now.
You mean Dr. Aisha Kareem?
Dr. Aisha, yes. Aisha Kareem, yes. Alhamdulillah. And, because I remember the interview she had with our sister that was over the paper. I mean, just so many people that I really enjoyed, you know, different guests.
Yes.
That she was doing, conducting the programs herself, you know. And but I understand we have to all move on, and you're working right there, you know. You're not able to go because they came to, when I was living in New York, they came to New York, brother, let's see, he's from Jacksonville, Florida. He was the chairman there at one time. And he also wrote a
book. Yahya?
No, not in Imam Yahya. No, he was... Well, you just mentioned so many good people. You know, every time you mention somebody, it's like, oh, wait, no, don't go on another tangent. See if you can stick with what, you know. And that is our brother who wrote the book. And
Mukhtar Muhammad.
Yes, brother Mukhtar Muhammad and sister Aisha Kareem, they had come to New York and a program they were bringing and to the UN, you know, so it was just so many different times of excitement where people have really, really been involved. And, you know, you just appreciate it, you know, because I'm sure the people that are in New York now, they appreciate you all. It's like you're coming to our city, you know, and you're bringing good things and information and what have you. So I'm just going on this nostalgia run, so I'm going to stop.
You're located where now, Malika? Where
I'm
are
in
you?
Jersey. I'm in South Jersey now. Yeah, I'm
okay,
in
South
Jersey.
What city is? What city is that, if I may ask?
Yeah, I'm in Lindenwall.
Okay.
Lindenwall, yeah. And South Jersey now, yeah. And
I think actually I saw the name when I was there. And with every
you mentioned Masjid Free Haven, because you know they we give I attend there. They have the Day of the Prophets. They've had that for well, I think almost 10 years. It's close mm-hmm. to it, you know. A beautiful program. You know, so, I mean, it's so many people doing so many good things, you know, and it's just like you just want to cheer and celebrate and inshallah support where we can, you know, the good things that are going on. Yeah, I mean. All right, so,
well, look
you know.
If I may say, too, and look forward to as the board of directors for CWSC with, of course, you know we're very active, and Latifa Hameen is with the AM360
right.
and going into, I should say, making connections with other mediums of, as one of the initiatives to promote a unified effort when there are activities going on that it gets spread. More than
right.
More
yes,
of
they
the
have.
Listeners.
They've been every now and then. I catch the Friday morning program, and they have alerted us all to some beautiful programs. I really appreciated that open door and you know inclusive policy that you all are actually implementing. You know what I mean? So people call in, and you know they schedule folk to give us a little broader picture of whatever it is they're doing and whatever. It's very helpful. Alhamdulillah, it's very helpful.
Now, mm-hmm. the other part to that is Imam Abdulaziz, who is of the National Leadership Advisory Council and ambassadors, he's working dutifully with many of the leaders, the conveners and such.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Alhamdulillah.
That the other three of us, Dr. Aisha Kareem, who's on the West Coast, Imam Omar Shafir,
mm-hmm.
who's in the center, and myself
mm-hmm.
on the East Coast, what we're planned, one of the plans, I should say, is the travel, reaching out
mm-hmm.
to our directors and advisors so that we can connect and put that personable touch, but not just that.
Yes.
Once we do that, then it's we intend to formulate a process whereby every activity that's going on and is right now with the those in association with the leadership of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, Rahimahullah, because it says charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. So we realize that we have to make these connections. And so I want to put you on that list of connecting with, if I may,
mm-hmm.
I know you and I have spoken of something else, and when that gets a little more discussed, what you and
mm-hmm.
you had shared with me, then we can
right,
share it.
Right.
Well,
inshallah, well. You know, Brother Imam Abdul Aziz, he was part of that Day of the Prophets.
Yes.
Yeah, he was part of it. So, you know, that's the beautiful thing. I really appreciate y'all being that y'all you know, get involved. You know, you're really active. I know you were speaking about, I won't misname the program, but Imam Haq, we know him
mm-hmm.
from the Bronx, New York, and he is down there working, and they have a center for the children, you know. And so... It was, you know, y'all had a program where you had the, you were conducting the regular programs and giving us excerpts of the broader program that was, or the event, I should say, that took place. And that was good. I always see y'all as, you know, pioneers, vanguards, pushing the limits of what can be done and how much, you know, information, especially good information, that can be brought to, you know, us, the public, which is, alhamdulillah, it's appreciated because there are different restrictions that are on us, and many people, I'm sure everybody that listens to this station wants to be informed and has a national and international view, you know. So it's like you want to be informed, you want to know, and the people that work there, they want to be informed and they want to know too. So it's like win-win, you know, alhamdulillah. Keep bringing things, you know, because every day there are different programs that you have and different pockets of information that really need to be explored. And that's, you know, that's helpful for a lot of folks, you know.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, I must say, too, when, the last 6 months, it has really been packed with activities.
Mm-hmm.
That CWSC Board of Directors, and more specifically the Executive Committee, has been involved
mm-hmm.
with. And now that we're able to take a breather, so to speak, and look at where we can. Well, we'll be giving a report in September, inshallah, God willing. That's usually
mm-hmm.
our strategic planning time. But we're focusing on a new trend, we want to establish a new trend, I should say, that
mm-hmm.
would be more advantageous. And so as we will
mm-hmm.
share with the public, with our listeners, and get some input and with our advisors and such, so that we can truly leave something that is a process in place that will be useful
right.
and connected with other organizations as well,
mm-hmm.
inshallah.
Inshallah, well, I'm looking forward to it, you know, that you have so many different partners and people that are involved, and it's very good, I think, and, you know, and I'm sure a lot of other people do, too, you know, and that inclusive model and action plan, you know, so
mm-hmm.
as Sister says, not just talk, inclusive for real, you know, so that, you know, look forward to the benefits from that, you know, because the humble beginnings and the fact of it continuing and being able to toss the ball to someone else and let them run with it, and it's just beautiful. That's right. It's just beautiful, really, you know. And people chime in from yesteryear and what have you, you know. So it's like, just because you don't hear it from the person doesn't mean they're not listening and not trying to participate in some way, you know. But whatever challenge is in front of them, they have to address that at the moment, you know.
I mean.
Yeah, so, alhamdulillah, yeah. Yeah, all right, so
well,
listen, I'm going to go into someone
else.
Yeah, well, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the people that are doing the work, you know what I mean? And I see them at different events. You know, the work is just work.
Exactly.
They be all over, you know, and it's a blessing, you know. It's really a blessing, you know, because it's encouraging, you know. It's encouraging. All right, so inshallah, talking
okay.
and certainly listening, inshallah, yeah.
Well, thank
okay.
you. That's Malika, everyone.
Thank
from,
you.
Thank
you.
As you say, South New Jersey, right?
South Jersey, yeah, South Jersey.
South
that's,
Jersey, don't put the new there, just South Jersey.
Yeah, South Jersey, that's how they say it. I think those are the people who are from here. I don't want to be too much of an outsider. Or a newcomer, I should say. Hopefully I'll say a newcomer. I want to strive to use the language that the people use that are already here. So they say South Jersey.
Well, I think that's where my family is, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll get more information before I share that, because I may say it in the wrong way as well.
Okay. All right. Well, inshallah.
All right, my sister. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Wa alaikum assalam.
All right, dear listeners. We're going to take a pause for the calls. I really enjoyed that conversation there. And this is Eyes on Our Community.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. This is Dr. Constance Shabazz for American Muslim 360, announcing a new program from our parent corporation, CWSC, called Eyes on Our Communities. While all are being challenged by the current public health environment and policy of spatial distancing to prevent the spread of COVID-19, some older Americans are being urged to stay at home, who could unfortunately wind up being out of sight, out of mind. Social isolation itself can be a threat. So CWSC is asking believers nationwide via its National Volunteer Human Resource Network to be an extra set of eyes now for our seniors to help ensure they're okay. If you're a senior or a disabled person and need assistance, please call 910-317-0297, and one of our volunteers will be assigned to call you and help connect you with government agencies, nonprofits, civic or faith-based and other institutions addressing elderly and disabled needs. We don't want a single person to fall through the cracks. So please call 910-317-0297. Help is just a phone call away. The public service announcement from the CWSC and AM360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Dr. Amina Ali, your host for The Birth of Women, inviting you to a special AM360 featured presentation. CWSC Founders Day, August 26th, honoring the twin servants of peace. CWSC has issued a proclamation declaring August 26th as CWSC Founders Day to be celebrated annually. This official commemoration was established to honor the life, contributions, and legacy of CWSC and AM360 founder, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, the twin servant of peace. Please join host Martha Nyla Abdullah and a very special guest, the co-founder and CEO Emeritus for AM360, Dr. Aisha Kareem, and other leaders and hosts in the AM360 studio live on air at am360.org, day August 26th at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Revisit the roots of a national intelligentsia with those that were there who knew and worked with the twin servants of peace, as he sacrificed until his final days serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his community by establishing both a national broadcasting network and national intelligentsia, connecting our hearts, intellect, and our work. So join us. That's August 26, 2019 at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You will be inspired. Assalamu alaikum.
So I was telling my brothers, if they ever had daughters, to do certain things with their daughters, that way to just have little daddy-daughter dates and things, and take them on little, have little journeys and take them out to eat and treat them like a young lady and open their, even if they're little, I don't care if they're from 3 to 13, treat them like a woman, open their door for them and hold the door and everything. So that way they will be used to it, because I said one day when they get older, they will look for a husband, and they will be so used to how their dad treated them and how their dad talked to them and told them how they were supposed to be treated. So they won't expect, or they won't look for anything less. They will remember, okay, when I get older, and I will know how my dad treated me and I will know not to get with anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
Well, everyone, and that was the voice of one of the young minds. That was Imani Abdushakur. Yes, she's now 24. I must say, thank Allah for the opportunity to be a part of her life and many of the other young persons, young minds, we say. Go, everyone. Press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. Join us in sharing what is happening in your area. I know there's a lot going on, right? We'll go to our mail here. Let's see. And many of you, if you get the Muslim Journal, share with me that you do get the Muslim Journal and that you know you're informed about some of the upcoming activities. I'm just going to go to the annual ones that CWSC is connected with. Camp Khalil. Are you well aware of Camp Khalil twice a year? That's with Fayina and her husband, the Khalil family, I will say. They established first in Florida, in D-Land, near D-Land, Florida, a camp, a retreat for young people from the ages, I believe, 12 to 18. And then many of them return to become some of the helpers with the camp. And they have it then in Dallas, Texas, at least in Houston, Texas, excuse me, the second one of the year. And that's in December, around the Christmas time. So many, many, many young people attend those camps. And I believe they're stressing that they would love to create a camp in other areas in the country. So that's Camp Khalil. And let's see here if I can give you contact information. Khalil, let's see, their P.O. box is here. Camp Khalil, and it's spelled K-A-M-P, as in Paul, Khalil, K-H-A-L-I-L, Incorporated. That's P.O. Box 721128, Houston, Texas, 77272. See here, that's the phone number. Okay, I'm not seeing a phone number right away, so I won't hold up on that. Oops. Khalil, life skills, leadership, and legacy. When you go online to campkhalil.org, you will see the registration, programming, and for asking for your support. The programming includes canoeing, Khalil Chaos, interactive workshops, morning halakas, skill set, fitness, halal meals, congregational prayer, nature walks. You can get involved. They have their history there, their board of directors, registration. You could be a team leader, a volunteer, and let's see. You can support by donating to Camp Khalil. Again, go to campkhalil.org. Again, they have twice a year in June in D-Land, Florida, and then in December, is it June or July? In December in Houston, Texas. the family now lives in Houston, Texas. If you weren't aware of the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center, Empowering Humanity in One Voice, the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center. Make sure I give the right number, too, because a fundraising effort is underway. That's in Mount Vernon, New York. The center is moving from one location to another location. It's not too far off. I don't have that address right here in front of me, but I want to give you the phone number. Oh, one moment here. Directly to Imam Musa Abdul Ali. Hold one second here. Okay, Imam Musa. Okay. If someone has that number, let's see. Yes. Oh, one second. Apologize. Information was jumping on my screen here. But press one if you have contact information. The email is, it's not showing up for me. Okay, we'll come back to that because we definitely want you to have information on the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center and the efforts that are being put forth now for the move. And I know it was 60 days, now it's probably down to 30 days, but they're striving to raise a certain amount of funds to make the move. And, well, let me just go to another section here. Let's see. But if you go, just type in Yusuf Shah, that's Yusuf Shah, Islamic Center. You have a website. I apologize. My computer is not. But the Yusuf Shah Islamic Center's vision is to build a community development center that allows them to extend their outreach programs to Muslims and non-Muslims located in Westchester County and North Bronx. Again, empowering humanity in one voice. You can go to www.Y as in Sam, I, C as in cat, M, and V as in victory.org. Again, that's www.YSICMVasinVictor.org. Second, if I can get to my text, I can give you that phone number. Okay, let's continue on. I don't have it on. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jamal. Assalamu alaikum. You heard me struggling, right? Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Please help me with this sharing on Yusuf Shah Islamic Center. You're on mute.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Excuse me?
Sister?
I can hear you.
Can
yes,
you hear
we can
me?
Hear you now. Yes, we can hear you now.
What do you want to telephone number?
Telephone number for Musa Abdullah Ali.
I have 347-360-7737.
Okay, 347. Okay, that's 347, everyone. 360-7737.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As-salamu alaykum. Unless you want to make any comments. You good?
No, that's actually, I was actually putting out the same information to Mosqueers. While I'm listening to you, I'm typing an email to Mosqueers. And I included information on the fundraising as well. So,
Alhamdulillah. Yes, and that's what my last information sharing now will be the conventions that's coming up and the time to be grateful. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. All right, dear listeners, you have that the phone number again for Imam Musa. Very, very important effort. The Yusuf Shah Islamic Center, 347-360-7737. He'd love to hear from you, and he could give you more information in reference to the effort, the fundraising effort. The convention, we know, is the weekend of in September. It's the Labor Day weekend. CARES, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad. This will be the 34th annual Muslim convention. The Mosque CARES is pleased to announce that registration for the Ministry of Imam Worth Dean Muhammad 34th Annual Muslim Convention video live stream is now open. The event will take place on September 1st through the 3rd, 2023, during the Labor Day weekend. You can go to www.themosquecares.com. That's www.themosquecares.com. And I believe that's, well, as it stated, it's video live streaming this year. And next year, I know they're preparing to have it next year in, I was told, in Philadelphia, in Philly. So look forward to that information coming forth. And when you go to the Mosque CARES on the website, you will see the events that's coming up, programs that they have as a regular. It says the mission of Mosque CARES Ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad Coordinated Sikh Committee is to facilitate community contact for Muslims who are ill, hospitalized, confined to a nursing home, or rehabilitating or recuperating at home or in a medical facility. It is our goal to reach out with concern, care, and compassion. The Sikh Committee consists of community volunteers who are dedicated to providing spiritual support, encouragement, and caring words through telephone contact, sending cards, notes, letters, and visitation. Our goal is to maintain contact with our sick and shut-in by providing comfort, companionship, kindness, and prayer during that time of sickness and physical, emotional recovery. There is no Muslim who visits early in the morning, but 70,000 angels send blessings upon him until evening comes. And if he visits him in the evening, 70,000 angels send blessings upon him until morning comes, and he will have a garden in paradise. Permit thee. And that's Mosque Cares, A Time to Be Grateful, on Inkster, Michigan. Is at Detroit. Let's see. The DNA Convention. 2023. This will be the 41st convention. Says we are pleased to invite you to the DNA 2023 41st Annual Hybrid Convention to be held February 2023. So that's separate, different. I apologize. This is Inkster, Michigan. One moment, everyone. And please plan to join us tomorrow morning. I don't want to miss sharing that. Tomorrow morning is 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose with Imam Kareem Hamid. And that will be where we listen to bring our open mind, open heart, pen and then pen and pad, as we listen to Imam Warsdeen Muhammad. I don't want to just say lecture, but as Imam shares much of what he shares, we may have heard before, but then as always, and as we listen, we definitely gain more what we missed from listening before. It's always good to hear again and again and again as we are all being developed. We're growing. So that's from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on AM 360. And following that, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips, along with recurring guests, Professor Rabbani Muhammad. That's from 10 to 11 a.m. for Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. And with the contribution from the engineering of Imam Michael Hameen, three of them presenting from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As it would be tomorrow, inshallah, we intend to continue out from the Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, the 50-Year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative, to give some updates and to ask you to join us as we go into a think tank session as well with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. That won't be tomorrow, but it is expected that there will be a Zoom. We will give information on that tomorrow. So the Zoom time to connect with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal and what he's been presenting on and asking for as he presents every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday. He's on from 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 p.m. So if you'd like to go back and listen into the archives, go to cwsc.us, click on podcast, and then when the calendar shows up with the selections, choose any Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and you will hear Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. All right? So that will be from 11 to 1, inshallah. And then 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow with Dipritha Hadi, Al-Islam, the whole lot with the attributes of Allah. Okay. In Inkster, Michigan, I wanted to get to that information. Let's see here. I wanted to pass up. Okay, everyone. Inkster, Michigan. The convention. Okay. I'm not getting the information I want. But we know that the convention is also held the same weekend in Inkster, Michigan. That's right outside of Detroit, Michigan, if I'm not mistaken. One moment here. Okay, Detroit National Annual Muslim Convention. And this is for this year. The theme, Building a Community, is Ordered by God. And its mission is to join in the work to establish our life. By God, it's a mission. Join in the work to establish our life. 2023, networking and workshops, education, business, health, culture, and government, the DNA, the continued evolution of a community molded by our noble leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, Detroit Noble Annual W.D.M. Muslim Convention, dedicated to the life works of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh, and his father and mother, Honorable Elijah and Clara Muhammad. That's September 1st through the 4th, 2023. The address is 28500 Avondale, that's A, V as in Victor, O-N-D-A-L-E, Avondale Street, Inkster, I-N-K-S-T-E-R, Michigan, 48141. Says, in loving tribute to our dear sister soldiers, sponsoring committee members, may Allah be pleased with their pioneering works and reward them with the highest station in paradise. I mean. Sister Khadija Amina Muhammad, Detroit, Michigan. Sister Mariam P. Muhammad, Detroit, Michigan. Dr. Baka Rashid Shabazz, Detroit, Michigan. Sister Farida Sama Siddiqui, St. Louis, Missouri. DNA. Says fashion shows, seminars, network, live cultural events, entertainment, and tours. Its mission statement is, our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, directed us to the areas, five areas of development. Primary education, the Quranic education that Imam W.D. Muhammad has guided us to as the number one priority for us, as it was for the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following those areas that support education. Business, a mandatory development. The business life, the basis of foundation or foundation for support and expansion, to make sure that education is maintained. Health, speak to the great health issues within our community. Culture, to develop a culture of the best human dignity and expression. Government or governance, our involvement with government in every aspect as citizens to be involved with government. Sponsoring a committee and so on, so forth. So you want to go to www.d, as in David, n, as in Nancy, a, Muslim, M-U-S-L-I-M, convention, C-O-N-V-E-N-T-I-O-N.com. That's D-N-A, MuslimConvention.com. There's a, oh, and they do have a T-shirt already for order, three for $30. Avoid the $10 shipping and handling by pre-ordering, and otherwise it's $20 each on site. So if you go to the website, you will see the purchase area for the T-shirt. It says DNA. Beautiful colors, green and white, green, blue, and white. All right, dear listeners, let's see. Press 1 if you have information you'd like to share. Let's see, 914-434, our dear brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Martha. Excellent program, as usual.
Alhamdulillah.
Which issue were you reading from, the thinker?
What, say that again?
I said, which issue were you reading from, the thinker?
Oh, no, I'm reading from the website.
Oh, the website. All right.
Yes, it's all on the website.
Uh-huh. Well, I get the thinker just about every couple of weeks or so. Go ahead and subscribe for it. It's an excellent paper. Go ahead and get your subscription.
You go right ahead. Come speak a little louder because this is the Muslim Journal subscription, everyone, that we do want to promote. Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what I was saying to those who a distance away from Harlem, New York. They have to order it, subscribe to it. It's an excellent paper, very good paper. I'm only about 15 minutes away, less than 15 minutes, really, away from Masjid Malcolm Shabazz in Harlem. So I pick up the paper when I go through Harlem, You see where they have the skating rink, Inkster Family Skating Rink?
Yes, I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely room. I see the stage. And then I see the entrance here to the building. But on the other page, I saw the big, yes. Yes, I see it there. And the open space.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Right. Like you say, it's two pages we should subscribe to. That's the Muslim Journal and the DNA and the Thinker newspaper. Yeah, we definitely subscribe to those two. I was at the Juneteenth celebration. I'm there just about every year. It was ending at the Juneteenth celebration. This was the 30th year. I have my T-shirt here. I have a white one with the gold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with brownish writing. I think they have about 3 or 4 different colors. Yeah. 30th annual Juneteenth celebration. Sponsored by the Dune Committee of Master Malcolm Shabazz. Yeah. That is here.
Wow.
If those that in that area, next year, if you're anywhere around near Harlem, New York, come and be there for this will be the 31st year. Have a big parade. The parade starts lining up around 10 o'clock in the morning. You have 2 or 3 floats.
At what time of the year is that?
Juneteenth.
Okay, so next year would be what, around the
14th? It'll be the 31st year. That we're doing it. They have vendors,
okay.
And then they have many vendors. Vendors, and I guess running out of time, so I won't take much time. There are a lot of vendors and food and all kinds of different items and basketball court there. Also, they have a playground area for the children. Oh, it's someday. It's someday, all day long, you know.
All day long in Harlem, New York.
Harlem, New York. Right.
All right.
Okay.
So you all hear it.
All right.
Look forward to Juneteenth, 2024 in Harlem, New York. Pulling it up now so I can see what you were already sharing. Let's see here. Yeah, it says Juneteenth activities in Harlem 2023 include outdoor cookouts, block parties and parades, visits to museums and performance and entertainment venues, such as the Studio Museum in Harlem, the Sugar Hill Children's Museum, and the Schomburg Center Literary Festival, which is a partner of Schomburg with CWSC, patronizing Black-owned restaurants and businesses such as Taniqua Benitez Art and Activism Platform, health screenings, educational presentations, youth sports and basketball, as you mentioned, tournament, live entertainment by gospel, jazz, and dance artists, such as Mount Olivet Baptist Church. I Am Chemistry and Emotions Physical Theater. Very good. So you can look forward to that even in 2024, God willing. And I know that in Miami, Florida, and that's good because the more the merrier as it happens throughout the country, we want to definitely advertise the Juneteenth events that will be happening and see how we are evolving as a family, as a community, inshallah. But it definitely will be happening as well in other areas. So we will continue that on, Brother Muhammad. Keep bringing that forth.
Yeah, I think last year,
so when it happens,
a big celebration in Miami, I believe, right?
Right. We did bring forth, CWSC was present in Miami, the Juneteenth activities, where there was also other activities coordinated with that, which was a press conference for, in behalf of the educational situation. There were books that were being shared in the schools that everyone was taking a stand against, but more so promoting decency, human decency, and parents to be proactive with the life that we want our children connected with, so that we don't go down that road of I didn't want to get into the conversation about illicit behavior. I guess I can say it that way.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, adults and their illicit behavior. It's getting a little, being children in the schools and in book form, you know, about sexual acts and such. And that's what a press conference was around, that as well as all kind of social misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was yes. So it was wonderful, but it was and we have to be proactive, and so we're promoting the positive rather than laying out, you know, the ill behaviors. We know the ill behaviors are present,
mm-hmm.
but we want to provide an environment whereby the children, their innocence is protected. I guess that's the best
mm-hmm.
way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was some press conference there.
Yes, it was. Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed was the one who was very adamant about having that projected and heard, and there were who were present were some newspaper, what do you call them, journalists?
Journalists, yes, journalists.
Yes, they were present, so they could get it firsthand. I haven't gotten a copy of the Herald. The newspaper is called the Herald, but I intend to get a copy of it. We spoke with Ma'am Michelle Hamdine on the period, and looking forward to, you know, their preparations for next year, inshallah. And CWSC intends to connect with as many Juneteenth activities, whether we can